talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. I'll tell you, there is a development going on in the Republican Party that will be written about by historians for a long time in the future, and frankly, it'll be the subject of PhD dissertations 100 years from now, and it's happening right in front of your eyes. It happened yesterday. Donald Trump has stepped up his attack on the mainstream Republican Party. Mainstream Republican Party. He's going for broke. He's resorting to personal insults to their leaders, trying to squeeze them out, trying to force them to retire or get beaten in primaries, and to completely take over their party. I'll give you an example. He had called Mitch McConnell, you remember this a couple of days ago, an old crow, an old broken down crow. Yesterday, he said that McConnell was stupid and a stupid rhino, a broken down old crow who should have resigned a long time ago. Now, from a Democratic perspective, I don't like Moscow Mitch. I mean, Moscow Mitch is a hairball clogging the drain. He has tied up legislation, done everything he can to impede Joe Biden's plan as president. But, you know, when he's attacked by Donald Trump, by the QAnon right, that's an alarming development within the Republican Party. Here's exactly what Trump said yesterday. He said, Mitch McConnell, I'll call him Moscow Mitch, Trump called him Mitch McConnell, has got to resign if Biden's Build Back Better bill, that's the $1.75 trillion soft infrastructure bill, passes. If he doesn't resign, I will withhold endorsements of all Republicans that voted for it. And McConnell is a fool, and he damn well better stop them, the Democrats and their dream of communism bill. It's a direct quote. Now, Trump did some of this to break up alliances when he was president. When he would call Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, or he called Theresa May, who at the time was the Prime Minister of Great Britain, he insulted them personally and directly. That never happens at that level, even with adversaries, much less allies, much less people in NATO. He called them both stupid, in those exact words, weak, and incompetent to do their jobs. Now, the Chancellor of Germany can't do very much about that. The Prime Minister of Great Britain can't do very much about that when you're talking about the United States President saying it. It envenomed them, it infuriated them, and it helped, quite frankly, to build up a level of distrust between NATO and the United States, especially when Trump went public and said he was thinking of pulling us out of NATO. And I don't want to get into all the legalities of whether he can pull us out of a treaty like that that the Senate has already passed and that's been in effect since the late 1940s. But he uses personal insult, an attack like that, to rupture alliances. In this case, it's an odd alliance. He was the Republican nominee for president. He was the Republican president. And why is he attacking the Republican Party? He's attacking the Republican Party because the mainstream, yes, they're right wing. Yes, they want their tax bills. But they understand that you can't have capitalism with violence. You can't have capitalism without democracy. And in a liberal democracy, the capitalism has to have a safety net. And all of this has worked very well for the United States for more than 100 years. Well, he wants to disrupt that. So he calls Moscow Mitch, broken down old crow, a stupid rhino, should have resigned long time ago. He better resign if this Build Back Better bill passes, and he will withhold endorsements of anybody voting for it, will actively campaign against them, and then quote, McConnell is a fool, and he damn well better stop them. Stop the Democrats' quote, dreams of communism bill. You know, that's rich. That's very rich. Dreams of communism. Hey, Trump, did you ever hear of a guy named Vladimir Putin? Vladimir Putin was a high-ranking officer in the KGB and a communist. Until 1989, when Gorbachev and Yeltsin suddenly started to move the old Soviet Union away from communism, break up the Soviet Union, try to come into the 20th century kind of late in its last decade, and somehow become a liberal democracy. It worked for 10 years until organized crime saw an opportunity and came in and grabbed off all of the government properties, all of the government industries, and they recruited Vladimir Putin to be the leader of organized crime. Vladimir Putin was a deputy mayor, I think, of St. Petersburg. His nickname in the KGB was the moth, because he fluttered around light bulbs, sucking up to people who were powerful. And the game plan was, you take over the country and we'll run it as organized crime instead of communism. We'll have a communist party. They have a communist party. It doesn't get many votes. They're all a bunch of ideologues sitting around. But organized crime runs the party. And how are we going to do it? Because now there are free elections. Well, here's how we're going to do it. And Putin's people, the old KGB, blew up apartment buildings in Moscow with people in them, killed a lot of people, then blamed it on Chechens, rounded up a lot of Chechens and killed them. And everybody said, oh, we need a strong man. We need a strong man to stop the Chechens from blowing up our apartment buildings, even though it was Vladimir Putin who had blown up the apartment buildings. That is the guy that Trump emulates, that he would like to be like. That is the guy that Trump is being bribed and blackmailed by, and would again if he got back in 2024, and the mainstream of the Republican Party knows that. I have no illusions about the mainstream of the Republican Party. I think if they thought that that would get them money and that would get them more tax bills that they wanted, they'd say, fine, that's how stupid they are, truly stupid they are. But in this case, they look on Trump as somebody who can't be managed, can't be controlled. Moscow Mitch, when asked, would you vote for Trump in 2024, said, well, if he's the nominee, I suppose I will. The truth is, the Moscow Mitch, right after the insurrection on January 6th, said that Trump is done. Prosecutors should take over and prosecute him. Moscow Mitch has absolutely no convictions, no spine, no sense of values. But deep down inside, even a worm will turn. Even a worm will turn. And the worm, Moscow Mitch, will turn, I think, if he's called a stupid rhino. He's called an old crow. He says, should have resigned a long time ago. A fool. You know, at some point, you have to keep your head high. Moscow Mitch handled, I got to say, the old coot handled the old crow business fairly well a couple of days ago. Porter goes up to him and says, Trump called you an old crow. Moscow Mitch said, well, old crow was Henry Clay's favorite bourbon. And that was kind of a tricky, neat little thing. Old crow is a bourbon. Henry Clay was Speaker of the Kentucky House about 170 years ago. And he was one of the 19th century figures in the Senate, I should say in the Congress. And that's had some historical importance, not all of it good. I have no idea what his favorite bourbon was. I mean, maybe he was a teetotaler, and I have no idea if Old Crow was making bourbon back in the 1830s, in the 19th century. But that was a slick little way of trying to humorize it. Well, at some point, if you then call the stupid rhino and again call the broken down old crow, at some point you're going to retaliate. In worm-like fashion, you are going to retaliate. So here's what you have, and I'll give you an example. the Republican Party is becoming Trump, not Moscow Mitch and not Kevin McCarthy. Here's a very sad fact. Did you know that in the elections that just occurred around, you remember there's elections in Virginia, in New Jersey, there are elections all over the country for state municipal office. At least 10 people were elected to state and local government who were at the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th. At least 10 people, 10 attendees, and yet they were elected. We have a guy running for Congress for Ron Kind's old seat, the 3rd Congressional District, who was at that rally, and apparently there's some evidence that he was in a restricted area. The question is, will that hurt them? Well, it didn't hurt them in elections this month. The Republican Party has a malignancy, and Trump is leading the attack. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.